This is a Tablosophy podcast. Number one, introduction. In ancient Greece, Hiero, the king of Syracuse, gave a goldsmith a lump of pure gold to craft for him a majestic crown. Hiero was very pleased with the crown the goldsmith returned to him. But what if the goldsmith had cheated him by keeping some of the gold and substituting another metal so that it weighed the same as the lump of gold? Hiero asked Archimedes to find a way to test the prize crown without defacing it. The problem stumped Archimedes until one day when he was sitting in his tub and thinking. He noticed that his body displaced a volume of water. Suddenly, he had the answer. He jumped from his tub and, without dressing, ran naked to the king, shouting, "Eureka! Eureka! Eureka!" which means, "I have found it! I have found it! I have found it!" Yes, the goldsmith had cheated the king, and Archimedes had discovered the principle of density. Showers are for singers. The tub is for thinkers. Showers clean the skin. A bath cleanses the soul. Socrates, another ancient Greek, must have spent a great deal of time in his tub because his enemies charged him with corrupting the youth and making people think. The oracle declared that Socrates was the wisest of all men. Socrates was dumbfounded when he heard this because he knew that he knew nothing and was not wise. He must have been sitting in his tub one day when, "Eureka!" He knew the oracle meant that he was wise because he knew he was not. He sought out everyone in Athens who had a reputation for being wise and found that they knew less than he did, but they persisted in maintaining that they were very wise. For this affront, Socrates was executed. So if you come to the same conclusion that Socrates did while sitting in your tub, it would be wise not to broadcast your new wisdom. The purpose of this podcast will be to pass on how little I discover I know while sitting in my tub. Should you discover while sitting in your tub that you know less than I do, please respond. That way, we may all obtain some wisdom by learning more about how little we know. From my tub to yours, Carl.